This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Keldner. Visual and performance artist Jojo Abbott hails from Ghana. Her work is vibrant and colorful. Abbott has been in Eugene for a week-long residency. I met with her in the Holt Center Gallery, where her artwork is on display. It was the day after she had first of several performances on stage.
Being that this is my first time on this end of the country, that's already an interesting experience, right? And being that a lot of my work also aims to be in direct communication and direct interaction with the people within a particular community, I think it was the beginning of us getting to know each other and exploring the human mind and condition together. So I think it was a great beginning to a week-long journey of discovery.
So were you artistic as a child? Where did the artistry, the music, the dance, the singing, where did that all come from?
I think everyone is an artist at birth. You know, we're spiritual beings. So the spirit expresses whatever it encounters and whatever it feels. That's the honesty of existence, right? So I think in our true, most authentic nature, we would all manifest something to give back to the universe in some way, to offer gratitude. We would offer more mindfulness to things that we do. And that's art, right? Mindfulness is an art. So really, I think we're all born with this ability. It's a matter of whether it's nourished or not, if it's something that you reach for and honor or not.
And with a performance, it's done and over. Your artwork here that we're looking at behind us is something more permanent, right? Mm-hmm. So impermanence of the performance. The artwork here, though, can you show me some of it and explain a little bit behind your process?
I don't know that necessarily I can explain it. You know, art can't be explained, if you want to use that word. I think it's experienced. And like you said, there's an impermanence to aspects of my work, and yet there are other aspects that are very tangible that can live long with you in a very tactile manner. So textile is a big thing for me, coming from a background where textile is something that you actually invest in, as I think people invest in art with the understanding that it appreciates in value. For us, textiles and beads are a big investment. And the ability to sort of express a larger message through textiles has always been interesting to me. The fact that you can embed your own DNA, almost weaving your own narrative into something, changing the current manifestation or experience of something. You know, I think it's a bit of a godly act. It's a daring act. It's an audacious act. You know, that process of creating new alchemy or transforming energy. So I really enjoy textile work. And also the process is very meditative for me. So I tend to be in a space of just allowing authentic expression and not trying to sort of guide the experience too much with my human mind and the limitations of my own bias. So it's healing for me. And I think you see a bit of that anxiety, clarity, presence, confusion, light, you know, all of these aspects coming through in all of its textures and tones.
They're very intricate. They look like they would take some time.
They do take some time. They require patience, which is something I never thought I had, really.
Tell me about the masks over here.
So these are actually made of molds of my face. I never really saw sculptures made in my image, you know, full features, very present, very prominent. And for me, a large part of this was, like you said, to create that impermanence in some ways, but also permanence. You know, you're making yourself almost last forever, but it's a material, it's plaster. It's not indestructible in some ways, right? So the idea that it could crack, it could break in half. The idea of our face, which is something we put so much value on, being in the hands of someone else, you know, decaying over time, you know what I mean, is interesting. So that idea of like occupying space, making a mark, being present, being analyzed, people looking at my face from a different perspective is, again, it's like, it's audacious. I think it's kind of obnoxious in a way as well. It's an exploration of self, but also allowing for people to explore themselves through my vulnerability in my existence.
Well, you have a beautiful face, so.
Oh, thank you.
If you're going to do several masks of your face and then paint them gold with some bright red
eyeshadow. I think you have the perfect face for it.
Thank you.
And gold is so important in Ghana as well. So yes. I sort of see a connection there as well.
You know, I had never even thought about it that way until you just said that. That's very interesting. I think gold for me has just always been a very present element. Yeah, maybe it's me being Ghanaian that just keeps coming through. Again, authenticity is just following the call. But yeah, gold for me has been this material that I think ages really well. It hints at elegance. It hints at this connection to earth and earth's gifts, earth's very pure gifts, but also the fact that we tend to desire things to place value on in order to value ourselves. And these things exist outside of us, and yet we give them so much power in how we establish value in relation to who we are as human beings.
Jojo Abbott's artwork is on display through the end of the month. There's an artist reception tonight at the Holt from 7:30 to 9:30. Her final performance is Saturday at the Wow Hall in Eugene. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.